Mesechus Saita, Perikimo Mishnah Gimel. Aichelo Nimchaka Megillah, Amra Eni Saita. If before the parsha of Saita is erased in the water, the woman said that she refuses to drink, although she does not want to admit that she is Tmeah, she says that she will not drink nevertheless, Megillasa Nignezes. The Megillah is put away in the side of the Hechel, Uminchasa Mispazeres Ala Deshin. And the mincha, which had already been put in a kli sharis and now has kedusha, must be scattered on the Beis HaDeshen inside the Azara. This is the place where kachi kachin that became pasul are burnt. And since the mincha is kadosh, it cannot be burnt outside of the Azara. Ve'ein megilasa kshera lahashkuis ba soita acheres. The Megillah that was written is not kosher to be used for a different soita. As the parsha of the soita has to be written lishma, it has to be written for the specific person that it will be used for. Nimchaka ha-megillah va'amra tmeani. If after the parsha of the soita was already erased in the water, she admits that she is tmea, she was mezana, hamayim nishbachim. The bitter waters is spilled out, u'minchasa mispazeres ala deshen. And her mincha is scattered on the base of deshen. As since she admitted she is Tmeah, even though the Megillah was already erased, there is no reason to make her drink, as the only reason we make the Sota drink is to ascertain whether she was Mizana, and since she admitted, we have no reason to try to clarify. Nimchaka ha-Megillah, va'amra eini shaisa. If the Megillah was already erased, and she said that she refuses to drink, but she doesn't want to admit that she was Mizana, ma'ara rimosa umashkinoisa, we shake her up, and we force her to drink against her will, as even though she refused to drink, maybe she is really tahira, just she is too scared to drink, so therefore we force her to drink, since we had already erased the Megillah, as opposed to in the beginning of the Mishnah, where we had not yet erased the Megillah, we do not force her to drink if she refuses. Maseches Saita, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daleth. When they give the Isha to drink from the Mayim Hamar, if she was Mizana, before she even finishes drinking, her face turns pale, they neha baltos, her eyes start bulging, v'himitmales gidin, her veins are popping out, v'heim oimrim hoitzi'uha, hoitzi'uha, shalo titame azar. And the people standing there say, get her out of here before she is mitame azar. Even though she is not in the Ezer Yisrael, she is by the Shar Nekener, the Shar HaMizrach of the Azar in the Ezer Nashim, and it is mutter to bring a mace into the Ezer Nashim. The reason why they say to get her out of there is they are afraid from this frightening experience she will become Anita, and Anita is usher in the Ezer Nashim. The Meforshim explained, this Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, who holds like Rabbi Shimon, who said the Mishnah base, that the Mincha is brought before the Isha is given to drink. But according to the Tanakhama, who says that the Mincha was brought after she is given to drink, this doesn't happen to her at the time she drinks the Mayim Hamarim. This only happens to her after the Mincha is brought. If the Isha had the Schus, this could save her from dying Ayidei the Mayim Hamarim. The Schus that the Mishnah is referring to is Schus Torah, that she brings her children to learn Torah, and she allows her husband to go out of town to learn Torah. Yesh chus toila shana achas. Yesh chus toila shtei shanim. Yesh chus toila shalosh shanim. There are zchuyos that can save her for 1 year, that after 1 year she will die from the Mayim Hamarim, and if she has a greater chus Torah, this could save her for 2 years, and if she has even a bigger chus Torah, this could save her from dying for 3 years. Mikan Oimer ben Azai, Chayev Adam Lalamed is Bitoi Torah. Shem Tishta Teda Shaz Chus Tolulu. From here, Ben Azai infers that a person is Mechuyev to teach his daughter Torah. That way, if his daughter is Mizana and she does not die, Ayidei the Mayim Hamarim, she will know that it is the Chus Torah that is saving her from dying right away from the Mayim Hamarim. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ko HaMelamed is Bitoi Torah, Ki Ilu Loim Betifrit. Rabbi Eliezer argues with Ben Azai, and he says it is better not to teach your daughter Torah, because anybody who teaches his daughter Torah It's as if he is teaching her Znus, because Ayidei learning Torah, she will learn how to be sly, as the pasuk says, Ani Chachma Shachanti Orma, Ayidei Torah, a person becomes Orem, and she will learn how to be sly and be Mizana Tachas Bala secretly. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer writes to Isha Bekav Betiflis Metisha Kavanu Precious. Rabbi Yeshua says, an Isha would prefer one kav of support of Mizoinus, and to have her bow around so she could have Tashmas. Then if she would have nine kavan of Mizoinus, and her bow would not be around, and she would not have Tashmas. Tosfos explains the cheshmet, that we find that the Mishnah says that somebody who is supporting his wife during a miscarriage must give his wife two kavan of wheat per week. While we find that somebody who is married al ishto refuses to have tashmish with his wife, the chachamim knas him and add on to her ksuba three dinarim per week. And with three dinarim, she could buy 18 kavan of wheat. So we see that somebody who does not have tashmish with his wife must give her nine times the amount of mezunos. Hu ha'yomer, Rabbi Yeshua used to say, chassid shaita. A chassid who is a shaita, meaning that he claims to be a big chassid, and when he sees an isha drowning, he refuses to save her, saying, it's not proper to look at a woman. Verasha arum, a rasha who is very sly. The example would be, as somebody who has a din with his friend, he comes early to the bezdin and tries to win over the dayan with his side of the case before the other baal din shows up. And with this, he is over on loitisa shemashav. The isha prusha, an isha that makes herself out to be real front, and the case given is an isha who knows witchcraft. And when another isha is about to give birth through her witchcraft, she closes the other isha's rechem. And then she comes in to see what's going on, and she says, oh boy, I must go and daven for this isha. Then she goes into her house. She stops her witchcraft. And then the isha gives birth. Umakos prushim, and the wounds that are caused by somebody who tries to be real from. For example, somebody who, when walking outside, walks with his eyes closed as if to show that he doesn't want to look at any women. And because of that, he bangs his head on the wall and blood comes out. Hari elu machali olam. All of these people destroy the world, as most of them are not tocho kaboro, they are fakers. And Ayidei that they show they are real from, people will trust them and they can rip people off.